Salute the Sun is the co-pilot you've always wanted in your journey towards holistic, integrated wellness. Welcome. Do you ever just sometimes like you, sometimes I feel like I am just tired of being tired, or like I'm tired of, like you talked about introducing a new routine or a new activity into your wellness plan.
Yeah.
Into something that, you know, is going to be good for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever sometimes just get tired of trying to pick yourself up?
Yes. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Sometimes I'm just like, obviously I know the answer. Like, it's almost like a movie. Like, I know what I need to tell myself to get to the happy ending.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, why do we have to go through this in the first place? Like, here we go again. Like, I fought this battle months ago.
Yes.
Or, like, I'm not supposed to be here again. Like, why am I around this corner of the mountain again?
Again.
And sometimes it can be very discouraging.
Very.
To
be fighting the same battles.
To be fighting the same battles, find yourself in an emotional state that you were in again, and you're just like, what's the point of even picking up this wellness routine again, or writing a song that I'm just not going to end up finishing again, or like, what is the point?
Yeah.
Like, and it's, that is so dangerous. Like, that, I know, like, the inner me knows that can introduce apathy.
Right.
And I know some people who have a mindset of, you know, this is life, like, life sucks, then you die.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
yeah.
And that kind of thinking kind of, like, helps them get through, like, when everything is just at that baseline level, nothing phases you.
Yeah.
And I haven't tried it. I've considered what life would be like if I adapted that mindset.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for my wiring.
Right.
I'm just too optimistic sometimes.
Yeah, I get that.
But even though I'm optimistic, there are some times when I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, and I'm just like, why am I not here?
Yeah.
Like, why am I here and not there already? Like, this is old.
This is in my way.
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like being my own Superman right now. Like, what's the point if I'm going to do this again in 2 months? And so how have you dealt with, like, with, like, that? And I have a thought. But before I share my epiphany with regards to that feeling, I want to know what your thoughts are about that.
Wow.
And if you've ever experienced it, obviously.
Well, first off, yes. I have experienced that. Even recently, like, even as recently in part, like, this week, and there's not many things more disheartening than you're in a place, you put in so much effort to get out of it or to pick yourself back up, and you find yourself there again. And it's like you've expended all of the energy to get out of it in the first place and hope you stay out of it, and now you're here again. That sucks. Yeah, that really, like, I know we say, like, you know, people who, you know, respond that way, but that's just my first reaction, to be honest with you. Just like, that sucks. And I know it sucks because I've been there. I know it sucks, like, bad. And I think when I remember when I was there, I will never forget this. There was this one particular week where I was just going through it. And I was there, and I had been there for a while. And I remember I woke up, and I immediately felt that whelmedness, that, you know, cloudy day, you know, that fog. I felt that immediately when I woke up. And I literally said out loud, God, I can't do this again. Not today. I can't, like, start my morning like this again. I can't fight tooth and nail like hell to get out of this just to, like, get my day started. To go through all of this just to start my day. I can't do that again. Not today. And, like, right when I said that, something came to my mind. And it just... it kind of took me out of it for a minute. And it was so timely, and it was so on point. And it was a scripture, actually. It was from Isaiah, that they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. They'll mount up on wings like an eagle. All that stuff.
Come on, scripture.
And that it wasn't the whole thing, but it was enough for me to know where it was coming from. Where when I actually went back and read it, I was like, oh yeah. Number one, this is exactly what I needed right now. Number two, it was comforting to know that I was seen in that moment, right? That in that moment where I was like, I know all the right things to do. I've been doing all the right things, right? I've been doing all the right things, and I'm still here. And I just don't have it today. I really don't. I just don't want to. Not that I don't know how, and not that I don't know what, but I just don't have the energy for it. I just really don't.
The energy, yes.
And knowing that me as I was then was completely seen was something, right? I don't know if it was enough.
Seen by.
Just seen in general, like for you, if that's God, if that's your friends, if that's your family, if that's the stranger on the street that just so happens to encourage you at the right moment, right? You feeling seen, regardless of who sees you and where that is, like, because the goal is to be encouraged, like, and whatever does that for you is valid. And so for me, like, that was that voice, that spirit, that memory, that recollection, if you will, that kind of pulled me out of it. And like you said, you need to do something productive. Like, it gave me something to do. Like, I went back and read it. And for me personally, like, I turned that into writing. I turned that into a song. It gave me something to do. It gave me something productive. It gave me something to look forward to. It gave me something to share with other people. And I think it wasn't that those feelings went away all the way or right away, but in the moment it was enough to be like, I'm not alone. I'm seen in this, and it's okay for me to feel exactly what I'm feeling right now. And that is relevant whenever you find yourself overwhelmed.
You are not alone.
You are not alone. There was another thing that I read, and I think it also was in scripture. It was 1 Samuel, I think it was, when David and his crew was going through, and you know, the marauders, you know, captured his whole, you know, the other people, the women and the children, all that stuff. They literally, it says they literally cried, like David cried, and it said that all of his men cried too. And when I read that, it was like, hey, David is over here struggling, but then it says that everybody with him was struggling too. And it did something for me, I'm over it now and I feel better, but there's something to when you know that you're not the only one that's going through it, that does something for you.
Yes.
You know that you're not the only one that's stressing out about this thing. It like makes you feel like you're normal.
Yes.
It humanizes you.
Yes.
It makes this like an okay thing to go through.
Yes.
Right? And that's all it is. Like you feeling seen, you knowing that you're not alone, having something that normalizes and humanizes and makes this thing okay is valid. And it's like, it's so helpful to me. And I've carried that with me. Like it's so helpful. At least I know that while I'm going through this, I'm not the only one going through this. And that's just, sometimes that's enough. Like, or sometimes that's all that shows up. And I've learned to be okay with that.
Yes. 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 True. The answer is true. The answer is yes.
Yes. Lock it in. Final answer.
So I feel as though when apathy knocks on my door and is saying, what's the point?
Yeah.
I found somehow, my brain has found a way to think about things a little differently.
Okay.
Because when trials and tribulations come, I think about it like this. Okay, when a person is connected to one of those machines in the hospital, and there's like the spikes, the ups and downs.
Yeah, the EKG. Mm-hmm.
That's that thing.
That
if there's a flat line,
yeah,
that means that they're not living.
Oh, say that again.
But the fact that things are going up and down means that there's life.
Oh, wow. I needed that. Oh, yes. And yes.
That hit me one day. I'm telling you, they'd be coming from above. Thank you, God.
Download from the cloud. Talk about it.
So when because
airdrop, like, let's go.
So my goal is no longer to eliminate the down.
Interesting.
My goal now is to be flexible and nimble and ready for the rise.
Because oh yeah, that needs to go in a shirt. Ready for the rise.
Praise God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I just found myself tired. I was like, here we go again.
Yeah.
And I'm a feeler, so I'm like feeling it. And I'm just like, you know what, I'm over it. I'm done.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that I'm over, I'm done apathy, I'm over, I'm done. It was this is inevitable. This is going to happen.
Acceptance.
There's always going to be something.
Yeah.
And I'm equipped to deal with it.
Wow. I'm equipped.
And similar to what you said about like the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that you've had the longest with whatever thing that you've done that brings you back. I have to like remind myself of who I am.
Yeah.
This is who I am. I've gone through worse.
This is true.
And this is a dip, and I'm living.
Yeah.
And there will be rises and dips.
Right.
This is true in science, in the economy charts, in medicine. There's no hot without cold. No up without down. Rain.
Yeah.
You know, so it just hit me. I was just like, you know what? And you can't be flatline.
No.
You can't be dull.
Yeah.
I'm not going to walk around with blinders on. I'm not going to walk around apathetic and not feeling to avoid. But I just... I'm saluting the sun.
Yeah.
The sun will rise tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it will be a new day.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at lately. Yeah. Like, it's, and I know this is like a silly example, but like sometimes, like you said, you just don't have the energy. Like you go to the car dealership, you get one thing fixed, and then you find out these other things need to get done, and you're just like,
really? Again?
Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? This isn't over.
Hmm.
This isn't over. This is going to continue happening.
Hmm.
There's always going to be something.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something like that is requesting your time and your energy and your mental space and your attention.
Right.
Which maybe I would have the energy and the bandwidth to deal with if I wasn't on social media all day. Or if I wasn't whatever.
Yeah.
Like, all these things that we do that eat away our time, we don't realize that energy is being exchanged.
Yeah.
And depleted.
Yeah.
Just because you're sitting down watching Netflix doesn't mean that nothing is going on, for real, for real. What are you distracting yourself from? And y'all, relaxing is important. Netflix is okay, y'all. Like, watch, relax, watch your shows.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to be careful. So, my final question is connected to, you know, who are you?
Hmm.
And in those moments when you are breathing underwater, do you remind yourself of who you are, Greg Rowland?
Yeah.
And when that happens, what is the answer?
Yeah.
In this moment, don't worry about sounding cocky or, you know, prideful.
yeah.
You know, this is it. Yeah. And I'm asking you. And somebody might need to hear it because, you know, that's an important piece, in my opinion, of the process. Is I have like a Black Panther moment. I have a Lion King Simba moment.
Yes, yes.
I have a Yu-Gi-Oh moment.
Let's
like
go.
With the younger self.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
Would my toddler self be proud?
Mm.
What would my toddler self... You know when children are like, don't be sad.
Be glad. Yeah. Yes.
Mommy, why is he crying?
Yeah.
Like, or I remember I had a little cousin. Well, he's still alive. I have a little cousin back.
I'm sorry.
Back when we were younger, I remember crying.
Oh my God.
And even my little sister, like, I remember crying, and young ones would be like, no, Coachy. That was my
nickname. Really?
Don't be sad.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it's just like, oh,
that's
it
beautiful.
Just, it does something, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The fact that youth, like, a child. I am young. A child can fall, hit the ground, scrape themselves, and be like crying semi-real tears.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're crying because of what happened, not because it hurts. Sometimes they're crying,
gosh.
Not because it happened.
Oh.
Not
because it hurts. But yeah.
I said.
What you said.
I just,
pause, rewind, press play.
Sometimes they're crying not because it hurts, but because it happened.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so profound.
Ooh, there it is.
Wow.
And that's, but for real, do you like, that's real, right? Do you
that's
remember
so
that?
Yeah.
Like, you, like, interacting with children, and it's like, you good. Like, what? You're good. Look, you good. And they're
yeah.
just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's the embarrassment. It's the, oh my gosh. I just face planted.
Yes.
I just fell off the swing. And they're crying because they think that's the, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they wipe off, they get abandoned, and they're not afraid yeah. to keep going. They're not afraid to keep playing on the playground. Mm. They're not afraid of the possibility of falling in. And in fact, when you're like, you know, boo-hooing or whatever, they're like, no, you know.
Wow.
Why? It'll be like, there's something special. I think that more research needs to be done on children because there's something there.
I'm telling you.
That I don't want to lose.
Children, I'm telling you. I said it before. We don't know how good we had it as kids.
We don't.
We really don't. But it's funny.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, definitely answer the question. Mm-hmm. But also, I haven't forgotten about the bookmark.
Of course.
Of The Underwhelmed. We'll end on that.
Okay. Sounds good. It's so interesting you said about remember who you are. Because I literally, I called my dad this week to chat, talk through some things. And that was one of the things he reminded me. It's like, you have to remember who you are. And as he said that, like, I recollected that scene from The Lion King where Mufasa up in the clouds, Simba's looking up in the sky, and Mufasa's like, remember who you are, all in that, you know, the base and everything. And that was like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I got it. Got it, loud and clear. And it's like, well, who is that? You know? And for me, I had a moment on Tuesday. Today's Saturday. This past Tuesday, I went to go take pictures at Lincoln Memorial just for fun. Wanted to take something different, experience something different. And I went and I had my little Star Wars Stormtrooper backpack on. And I had my camera and I was out and I was taking pictures. And while I was out there, this little kid, just I don't know him from Adam.
Wow.
This little kid.
What he do?
Came up and said, whoa, is that a Stormtrooper backpack? And I was like, yeah, I'm impressed you know what this is. Because it's kind of nondescript. But he knew what it was. And he said, wow, is that a Stormtrooper backpack? That's so cool. And I was like, oh, thanks. Thank you. And that happened again. It happened a second time. I was in a different space. I was taking a picture of the reflecting pool. And, you know, this couple is kind of not like super far away, but far enough. They're like, when I passed them, they said, is that a Star Wars backpack? A Stormtrooper backpack? And I said, yeah. And you're just like, oh my gosh, dude, that's so cool. And when I heard both of those things, it did something to me. It did something for me. And it was like, it was just a reminder that I'm out here taking pictures. I'm out here doing this photography thing. I've got a Star Wars backpack on my back. Like, I have personality. Like, I have something that is distinct and unique about me that people can, like, recognize and affirm. And I am here, and there's, you know, people around and they're all doing different things, but I'm over here doing this one unique thing and I have a person, like, that was a takeaway. I have a personality. Like, I have something that is living and vibrant and distinguishable and unique, and people recognize it.
Yes.
And it was so just filling up. That's not the right grammatical term, but it really did. It filled me up and was like, wow. Yes, I am these things. This isn't everything, but this is this is something, and it's something I can latch onto. And so I did. I latched onto it. I leaned into it. It's like, yes, this is part of who I am. This is part of who I want to be. This is part of where I'm going. And even now, talking through it, where I literally just said, this is part of who I want to be, it just reminded me, like, yes, the photography thing isn't something that I have a long relationship with, but it's something I want to, and I'm already on the path.
Yes.
I'm already doing it. And even that tells me I am resilient. I am doing my best. I am out here and I'm actively looking to find things and do things that help me be me, right? I am this thing. This isn't everything, but this is something. Like, that if you want, if that needs to be a mantra or whatever, this isn't everything, but this is something, like, that's real. And I don't know, it just, it was so affirming, and it's like, it makes you want to, like, go back and look and say, if you just, by nature of being yourself, can, and not that you're projecting or you're trying to perform and put on your representative, but just being yourself is enough for somebody to recognize and be like, oh, that thing about you is pretty cool. Mm. What else do I have in my possession and in my personality that I need to give that same type of energy to?
Yes.
Right? You're giving me affirmation energy. What else that's a part of me can I give that same energy to?
Yes.
And so, like, going back this week, where I've really been leaning into my music a lot, listening to it, writing it, singing to it, all of that. And when I go back and listen to it, a friend of mine was told me recently to, you know, consider, you know, not focusing so much on, is this going to be liked by other people, versus I like this, just point blank period. Like, I think this is good, right? I'm releasing this thing because I think this is good. And when I was in that, like, creative space musically, even revisiting things that I had written like 10 years ago, I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, you did that, Greg. Like, you, like, that lyric, oh, yes. That is everything. Like, yes. That chord progression, that is everything. Like, that, whatever you just did is everything. Way back then, oh, and oh, by the way, when you're adding to it now, like, that's also everything, right? Yes. You had it then, and you have it now, right? And so I was like, oh, that's another thing that I can affirm with myself. And it's gotten to the point where I know that I've done this thing so many times where I've been through those peaks and lows, even in the music space, where I'm like, oh, is this good? Will people like it? Whatever. I've been through the up and down of that so many times now where it's like, I know that it's good. I know that I'm good. I know that this product is a result of my brain and my emotions and my experiences and my everything that is imbued in this thing.
Yes.
And, like, if this is good, then the source of that thing must also be good.
Yes.
If the product is good, the source of that thing must also be good.
The producer.
Yes. I'm the producer, right? I'm the creator. I am the thinker. I am the this. I am the that. I am, you know, I am the good friend. Yes, all that, right? There's something powerful about just that affirmation. I am, and insert thing here, whatever that thing is. But yeah, and like even our conversation today when you said, you're a good realtor, and I said, I know. And I'm not taking that lightly, because there was a period of time where I wasn't sure that I was a good realtor. But I've been through so much now where it's like, you know what? I know that I am. I know that I'm a good realtor, right? And I think it goes back to what I said before about giving yourself time, right? When you go through something and you try to do something and you don't have enough time with it, then you think you're not good at that thing. Or you're not good, you're just not good because you're not handling this thing well. Or when you make a mistake, or when you feel the guilt and the shame that comes from some of the decisions that you make, and that's real. Like, I feel that. I felt that this week. And I remember telling myself, even in that, you are a good person. You are a good person, right? And I remembered a moment where I was talking to somebody and that came up and it's like, oh, you really are a good person, Greg. And just because I'm not in that same situation doesn't mean I'm not still a good person, right? Just because I'm in the down part of that up and down EKG thing doesn't mean I'm not still a good person. Doesn't mean I'm still not worthy. Doesn't mean I'm still not, you know, all of these things. And to be honest with you, that has come with time. I have not always been there. But even talking through it now, it's like, oh yeah, you know, you're so much better than you give yourself credit for. And you're not as bad as you think you are at the same time.
Thank you for listening. I'm Nathaniel, and we'll see you next time.